While the late night audience waves goodbye to David Letterman, there's plenty of speculation about what he might do next. In the meantime, he'll be remembered in Muncie for the start he got on WBST radio while a student in the late 1960s. His first boss there was fellow student Al Rent, now the school's director of community relations.
So Dave came in and there was this tall, lanky, gangly kind of guy, but he had a nice voice. I mean, there was no job interview because we were all students. And so Dave and I talked for a while, and then I said, okay, we broadcast from 3 p.m. until 10 p.m. because somebody figured that everybody went to bed after 10 and nobody listened to radio. So I said, Dave, could you write some material for us? Absolutely.
It was, and still is, a classical music station. Letterman's first job was to write biographies of the composers for announcers to read.
And he really was a very good writer until he would sneak in these introductory pieces, his own version of a composer's life, family, or fictitious family.
Nobody noticed until Rent was called into the office. Faculty members were complaining that some of the biographies were just wrong, including this one.
Claire de Lune, written by Claude Debussy, was written for his wife Claire and all their little loons. And so the faculty had no sense of humor, and so he said, you have to take David off the air.
Letterman was reassigned to write news, another decision his boss came to regret.
Where was my brain at the time? Guess what? He made up the news, too. He would write strange stories and slip them in to the stack of stories that the news reader or broadcaster was going to read. And again, that person was oblivious to what was coming.
There are other stories, but he's really made his mark in more recent times, starting a lecture series, appearing on campus with people like Oprah Winfrey. And through it all, Letterman has been a quiet benefactor to the school.
His message to us was, I don't want any publicity. However, there's the Letterman Scholarship to all C students before and after me. And Dave was not a C student. He was a high B student at worst. Very bright guy, but worked just hard enough when he was in school because he was having way too much fun. But he's provided that scholarship, and it is, for all purposes, it's virtually endowed. So it just keeps regenerating itself. He made it very clear at the way back when that if the administration asked him for money, he was not going to listen to the request. But if students needed help, they should just feel free to get in touch with him. So his generosity has really spread quietly throughout the entire telecommunications program. When we dedicated the David Letterman Communication and Media Building, we never asked him for any money. We just put his name on the building and hoped that he would come for the dedication. When he walked into this building, he and a staff of about 20 CBS people, producers, directors, execs, were blown away by the campus and by the building and the technology in the building. To where he, as he left, he quietly handed then President Gora a check.
Letterman last appeared on campus in 2012. They're hoping at Ball State that he'll be back soon. And in a Rolling Stone interview published this month, the school's favorite son said he'd like to do that once he's retired. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm John Strauss in Muncie.